Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, 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 it's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common, you know how we do, you know what I mean? Screwball Radio, get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Powell Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wind Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Screwball with the mob. Times is hard on everybody boulevard. Check it out.
That's my word, I'm motherfucking stressed. It seems like life's trying to put me through a test. Cause every fucking day, it's just getting worse. What's first? Might go out, die hard, and end up in the hearse. But no time to think about the consequences. The years in jail, fuck the death sentence. All I know is that I need mad cash in a flash. Before I gotta kill somebody ass, might as well be in jail or dead. Cause if you ain't getting paid, then you ain't getting ahead. That's word, nigga. Sitting in my room with the lights out thinking I'm alive, but I ain't living, I'm leaking. I made my bed and I'ma lay in it, but I ain't gonna stay in it. I might start spraying shit. I should've stayed in school, but that's a dead issue. Fucking GED, that's like toilet tissue. All my friends, hoodlums and hustlers, running with a bunch of stupid crazy motherfuckers. Niggas fucking money up, niggas getting knocked. And jealous motherfuckers, they want the whole block. Yo, I could start flipping, getting on a mission, but I need much more. No time for bullshitting, niggas listen. The heat is on.
The AT makes me crazy. I wanna bust something, figures touch something. The heat is on, got a nigga's blood rushing. I wanna touch something, niggas bust something. The AT makes me crazy. I wanna bust something, figures touch something. The heat is on, got a nigga's blood rushing. I wanna touch something, niggas bust something.
Yo, all I know is guns. All I do is slug. I'd rather plug you with the heater than to have you front. My life revolves around a snug fall. Stay getting old outside of New York. Bullets from the porn store. I'm bringing home an arson. Interstate 95 North to the Jackie Robinson. Watch out for these and caprices and services. Impala's mistaken for Kyle's mad nervous. Back at home, sell a few burners. Keep a men's and a 7 mil for my personal. War with benevolence, only 25th. 80s in the whip, the mini eagle for my tick. That nigga peers sick, I need a silencer to connect. See me, niggas be lying, telling stories. Tell it walking, my niggas into drugs and extortion. Naughty head for them niggas on the night shift pumping. The heat is on, nigga.
He makes me crazy, I wanna bust
Yeah. Schoolboy Radio live from the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. My nigga King Eric. My son Vomit, a.k.a. Thomas DeCapo. And we here for y'all, man. What's good?
Cool hand, man. We in here. What's up, y'all?
Yeah. We here, man. Another motherfucking one bites the dust. Let's get it proper, man. What's good out there, E? Vomit.
Hey, man. Whole lot of crazy stuff going on, man. Before we get started, we want to send a rest in peace salute to Louis Gossett Jr. He passed away last night. Legendary actor. Made a lot of dope films.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace, man. Louis Gossett. That's my G, man. You used to watch that, man. He's got a lot of classics on his belt, man.
Definitely. Yeah, big rest in peace, man. One of the best to do it, man.
Definitely was, man. One of the first black actors that we was watching on TV. Lou Gossett.
Yeah, he was like one of the first people to get a Grammy.
Yep. And he was on. He was 87 years old. He was 87 years old.
You ain't say Grammy.
Yeah, he was the first one of the first African American actors to receive a Grammy.
Grammy is for the music, right?
Huh?
Grammys is for, I think it's for, that's for music, right?
Nah. He's from Oscar. My bad.
Yeah, Oscar. Remember, the movie, he was playing the drill sergeant, man. He was going in on niggas on that. He was playing the drill sergeant. And he was playing the Roots. He had a lot of memorable roles, man. Word up. He's like everybody's uncle, man.
Toy soldiers.
Word. Shout out to him. Rest in peace.
Definitely one of the goats.
It's a lot of crazy news going on out there, here, man. Motherfucking bridges falling down. All kinds of stuff going on out there.
Yeah, I was going to definitely chime in on that. But you know what? Y'all heard what happened today with this YouTuber. He tried to go out there to Haiti to get some content. He tried to interview the gang leader, Barbecue, and they just kidnapped him. So now they holding him hostage.
Oh, he's a dumbass.
What an idiot.
How the hell he got out there in the front place? Did he just shut down? How the fuck he get in the Haiti, yo?
His guy's name is. He wanted to meet Barbecue so we could get an interview with him, and they just hog-tied him.
Oh man, what he thought was gonna happen?
He thought he was gonna have a sit down.
Barbecue, that's that nigga. They could be cannibals, man. These motherfuckers is cannibals out there. They said that guy Barbecue.
He wanted to get some content.
He got some content right now. His ass ain't coming back right now. He in Haiti is a rat. They got that motherfucker duct tape up somewhere. Ain't no way in hell he's going over to Haiti right now, nigga. I don't know how the fuck he got out there, but he shouldn't have already done it.
Yeah, I don't know how he woke up that morning and was like, I'm going to go to Haiti and have an interview with so-and-so. And look, now you're not getting nothing. You ain't got the interview.
You better get somebody to fucking get to his bank account and send them to get some money, man. Get his ass the fuck out of there.
They gonna take his camera. They gonna take all his shit. He ain't gonna get nothing.
Hell no. He might not fucking come back. Word is balls, man. Them niggas is crazy out there, man. I mean, they done took over. I don't know why America, We help every other country out. We do all this other shit. But we ain't going. We ain't doing nothing for Haiti right now. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know.
That's because every other country, you know, we get shit from them.
Yeah,
man, shit is fucked up.
New York is wild. See, they buried that girl today, man. The one that,
which girl?
The twin. The twins that got stabbed. The asshole fucking stabbed her. He's fooled right now. You know, he get beat up right now as we speak.
Yeah, a lot of crazy things that happened this week too, man. The officer got killed in Queens.
Oh, man, he just buried that guy today too, man. Where?
Yeah, he's from Long Island. He was just doing a traffic stop, I believe, was he? But you know,
I was just car parked in the bus lane. Car was parked in the bus lane and they came over there. And motherfuckers up the thing, man.
You know what's crazy, though, is...
Under the vest.
Yeah, is that, you know, you sending people that aren't from... You're hiring people to patrol an area that they're not familiar with the people. And that, to me, is always going to be a problem.
Yeah, being a, always do it.
When being an officer, no. Because, you know, you're coming from a nice area, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's from Long Island. I think he's from Massapequa. You know, Massapequa got his little...
That's where he buried
him. Massapequa got his little area, but, you know, it's real nice over there. It's a whole different environment than going to patrol New York City, you know?
Yeah,
they
can't help where they put them at, you know. That's where they put them at to work.
All I'm saying is, you know, get people from their environment to patrol their environment. Stop taking people from different environments and having them go somewhere where they don't have no clue of the mentality of the people that live there.
Yeah, they fucked up with that one.
They do it all the time. Like, think about it. You got people from Long Island and New Jersey patrolling New York City instead of having
people from...
Like, if it's me, I wouldn't mind hiring an officer from Brooklyn to patrol Queens because he kind of knows the environment. And somebody from Queens go patrol Brooklyn or the Bronx or Harlem or, you know, but they from there, so they kind of know what the environment is like. Instead, you're taking people from fucking farmlands and out of town that don't know the mentality that they need to have being in this environment.
Yeah, it's different in the city, man. But he's been working there for a minute, so, you know, he know the area, but he's not from there. He don't know. You gotta watch everything, man.
Yeah, my mentality is everybody in New York City is always in survival mode. I don't really know anybody that lives in New York City that's not in survival mode. Like, there's always hustler mentality in survival mode. There's nothing laid back about anybody in New York City. In the boroughs, nobody's laid back. Nobody. Everybody trying to get something, trying to eat, trying to hustle, got to watch their back, you know, watching, looking over their shoulders all the time. And you're taking people from peaceful neighborhoods and you having them patrol the jungle, you know?
Yeah, man, that's
These guys were probably from Mississippi patrolling the hood, and they already have that inner hatred for black people. And then you're going to put them to patrol the hood, and that's going to lead to it's going to escalate to something.
I mean, they train them to, so they know how to act. They should know how to act in any area. You know what I'm saying? But,
think about this. Think about this, Paul, right? At least 60% of people in the city have violent records.
Yeah.
They done been through jail. They done been through this. Where these cops don't really know how to deal with inmates. They know how to deal with people on the street. You know, they might know how to talk to some people on the street. But when you got an inmate that's a predicate felon that done did shit and don't have a problem beating up cops and beating up COs and shit like that, and then you get somebody that's wet behind the ears trying to do something, it just doesn't. It doesn't fit.
Yeah, man. Plus, they be under pressure to fill a quota. You know what I'm saying? They be under mad pressure to fill a quota. Like, the police ran up on us one time out here. And we're like, come on, man. We ain't even doing nothing. Oh, y'all be here drinking. Y'all gathered up. And I'm like, what you mean you gathered up? We here drinking, man. We in the hood. It's our hood. It's where we live. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but, you know, the fucking sergeant be like, oh, it's no crime in Queensbridge. Oh, you guys ain't getting no arrest? So they looking for anything, thirsty for you drinking, you taking a piss, quality of life crimes, you know what I'm saying, lead to something else. Might catch a nigga with a gun, might catch a nigga doing something, might catch a nigga dirty. So they out there thirsty looking for anything. So they be under pressure to make these quotas, shit like that too, you know what I'm saying? Doctor, motherfucker told us, yo, we gotta press y'all. Because even if y'all ain't doing nothing, we gotta press y'all because they feel, oh, it's gotta be some crime in Queensbridge. How you come back to the fucking squad house with no arrest and y'all patrol Queensbridge? That's impossible. Ain't no crime going on out there. You know somebody doing something out there. You better come in with some kind of arrest. What they do, come out here fucking pressing niggas. Oh, you drinking a beer? Oh, you taking a piss? Oh, you hanging around? They on you.
Yeah, it's just, that's just them profiling, though. That's profiling.
Yeah, they profiling because, like I said, they under pressure by the sergeant to bring something in, especially some high crime areas. Like, you know, we live here, so we like, damn, why you always bothering us? You know what I'm saying? But to them, it's like, oh, this is where we get our stripes up at. We gonna bring in some kind of crimes. Y'all niggas is doing something out here. Shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Family, you know what I'm saying? All that. Nobody, you know what I'm saying, deserves to die. Doing a job, man. Work. It's a dangerous job, man. And my son.
How about
son,
that?
Man, my son is a cop, man. Niggas don't even know. My niggas don't even know my son is a cop. I got a son, man. He police. You know what I'm saying? And something happened to him, I'm going to tear shit up. Niggas don't even know. I'm going to tear shit the fuck up. But, you know, say he brought his ass and he's wise to the streets, you know what I'm saying? And he, you know what I'm saying? Just tell him to keep your eyes open. Always, you know what I'm saying? Watch your environment. But he already know that. But this fucking cop, you know, like you say, he's from the suburbs. You know what I'm saying? And they got him patrolling the hood.
And yeah, don't
like
make
said,
sense.
Bobby, this is a whole different animal.
But how about that, the Baltimore Bridge collapsing.
Oh, man.
That's some wild shit. That's some scary shit.
Motherfuckers is bringing all kinds of conspiracy theories to everything. Why everything got a conspiracy theory?
Every nigga got a platform, bro.
And people was driving over the bridge, too. It's not like they they closed it and it just collapsed. Like, people was crossing over. And that shit just collapsed.
That shit, man. Crossing on a bridge and that shit collapsed.
And I hate
nigga,
bridges.
The last nigga that went across that shit was like, oh, my God. Glad this I just made it over that motherfucker.
Yep. Yeah, everybody,
man,
trying to conspiracy theory it and all this other shit. But to be honest with you,
everybody be like,
oh,
this is distraction.
The boat hit the bridge.
Shit, niggas, from all niggas trying to script, you know, distract everybody from Trump and the puffy shit and all that. I'm like, man, y'all niggas be online too much, man. Y'all niggas gotta stop, man, and do some real research.
Yeah, these people need to turn their phone off. You give yourself a break, man. Motherfuckers be on
everything.
Instagram
everything ain't conspiracy. There's a such thing as a fucking accident. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, rest in peace to the families of the people that, you know, fell victim to the bridge collapse. That was tough.
Yeah, Baltimore,
my
man, he's feeling it.
Is that the bridge when you cross over that you see the Baltimore Orioles field? Is that the same bridge? I don't know which bridge that is in Baltimore.
I know it's a major bridge out there, man.
You know, when you're going down I-95 and you headed south and you go over into Baltimore, you know, you usually see the field right there. I just don't know if that was that bridge.
I don't know if that was it either, man, but that shit fell like fucking Legos.
Yeah,
like,
straight snap.
Yeah, it was like a straight up sci-fi movie with that.
That was a big ass boat that hit that shit too.
I always thought like bridges was able to sustain if a boat hit it.
I know, right? But the way that shit, you know, that shit's mad long, and they got the pillars that's holding that shit up in the water. Some of these bridges, you know, saying this shit is. Pillars are on land. These pillars are in the water, deep down in the water. So it's a vital part, man. It's just where it hits, man. And that shit is so big. That shit that's hitting is so big and heavy. Brought that shit down.
Yeah, it's crazy.
A lot of shit out there, man. What else out there? What else fuck happens? Puffy shit. Everybody on puffy shit.
Yeah, everybody on puffy head right now, man.
Everybody 50 alone is everybody. That big 50 just relentless going at Puff.
Well, he's bitter because he was with his son. He probably feel it some type of way because Puff was with his baby moms.
That's the root of it. That's the root of it.
Every day that nigga got something to say about that nigga, yo.
Every time you look at his son, that's a reminder right there.
Yeah, man. Just need to leave that shit alone. Word.
It's crazy how they raided his crib. They raided all his cribs. Yeah, his kids in handcuffs, his daughter in handcuffs.
And they even comparing him to Einstein. Like, they saying that because you got footage of all these powerful people, politicians, big business execs.
You said Einstein? Oh, his name is Weinstein.
Epstein.
Epstein is the guy that had the island. But Weinstein was the movie guy.
Or the Hollywood nigga, yeah. Yeah, they comparing them to that motherfucker. You know, we'll see, man. Everything's gonna come out, you know. We'll fucking see.
But
trust
I seen a video just recently of Puff in Miami.
Yeah, he in jail.
Like,
He's not
locked
up.
Nah, niggas want him to be locked up. That nigga's definitely not locked up.
But you know what's crazy? I saw this story, right? And how Puff ain't even make Bad Boy.
Oh, yeah. A guy named
Kirk Burrows created Bad Boy. And Puff was a partner in it. And then took it from him.
Dang.
Made him sign over all paperwork saying that Puff owned it.
Yeah, Puff is all gangster shit.
Kirk Burrows has actually helped Death Row get started, helped Aftermath get started, you know? But he was the original owner of Bad Boy.
And Puff went up in there with a gangster shit.
Yeah, Puff went in there with a bat and threatened his life, and made him sign over everything.
Dang.
Word.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that shit turns out.
And every day, what's his name? Not only 50 banging on him. You also see his former bodyguard, Gene Deal. He banging on him every day.
Oh, he know everything. That nigga know everything.
Yeah.
But that's that nigga problem. He's going to have to handle that shit, you know? Take that. You gonna have to take that.
You know what's crazy is, like, you see shit on internet and they saying, oh, they found videos of pornography and they were titled take that. But then when you see the TMZ reports, they didn't find nothing. They just ransacked his crib. They didn't really find nothing.
Well, that's crazy how they doing them.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking and this is my opinion about it, I'm thinking they probably, when Homeland Security is involved, it's got something to do with some powerful, rich executives and politicians being part of those parties.
That's the sex trafficking shit, like, they bringing people from other countries over, shit like that. That's what they talking about with that. That's what Homeland Security can involve. Sex trafficking.
Or like the girl that he was dating for a minute. And they say that he was she was bringing in pink cocaine for him.
Dang.
And then the same day as the arrest, they say they caught this white boy that was his mule. And I'm like
yes.
how much of this shit is real shit, man?
We don't know, man. That's why, you know, niggas gotta get the facts straight and let that
even
shit come
say,
on out. But we're gonna do.
Yeah, even to say 50's baby mom was a sex worker.
Yeah, you know.
How much fact is that?
We don't know.
That
is
fact,
got something. They building some kind of case. And at the end of the day, it's all going to come out. You know?
Yeah, it's crazy,
what
man.
What else going on out there, E?
We come.
You don't know.
Oh, yeah. I was going to tell y'all about this. Man, Trump is in some hot water right now. He said, because, you know, he posted a video of a Biden impersonator getting hogtied and thrown in the back of a trunk. This nigga crazy.
Oh, nah. That was, he posted this video of this pickup truck that had a image of Biden hogtied on the back of the truck. Yeah, and I seen one of those
on Long Island. I seen that on the back of somebody's truck, and it's Biden. He's on, like, you know, the latch of the pickup truck that folds down.
Yeah.
It's an image of him back, and he's tied up.
Yeah, that's what that's about. And they mad at
and it was a,
reposting that.
There was a big Trump supporter truck because he drove by. He had the you know, vote for Trump flags on his shit.
Yeah.
I was laughing, kid. I was laughing. I was like, oh, shit. It might have been on Long Island that Trump showed that. And Trump was just on Long Island for the officer that passed away. He was just out here.
Oh, yeah, he tried to get a photo op. Everything was a photo op for that guy. Everything's a photo op.
Yeah, because you figure, hey, this is good for the image. And plus, he's selling Bibles, too, because you know he's trying to get that debt clear. That man hustling.
Yeah, man. They was mad at the Governor Hochul being at the funeral. But they ain't mad at Trump for trying to be there and benefit off of the shit. It's crazy, man. Heard they got mad at her.
So you see what Governor Hochul's doing, too, with a lot of schools on the island where they're laying off like 40 teachers at a clip, different school districts.
Damn.
Yeah. You know, they're losing, the schools are losing fund. The schools are losing funding. Like, you know, that's crazy to me that you would stop funding schools when, you know, you want your kids to get the proper education, and here you are cutting 40 teachers.
Yeah, they cutting everything. They're trying to cut fucking libraries. They're looking for money, man. The migrant situation is eating niggas alive, man, eating up a lot of money. And they're like, yo, we got to cut some shit. And they
nah, they need to send, they need to just send those motherfuckers back, get the fuck up out of here, and, you know, come on, man.
Yeah, because it's eating away the resource. He said, get the fuck out of here.
Get them the fuck up out of here, man. Fuck out of here.
Especially the bad apples.
I got New Yorkers that need fucking help. I know some New Yorkers that need help. And you giving money to these people that just coming here.
These people coming in
Come
here.
Come on, man.
Hey, what's that other dude? I think we talked about him last week that got on TikTok and he was boasted about doing home invasions and shit. He was a illegal immigrant. He got on TikTok. He said he was going to start raiding homes.
A word?
Yeah.
Well, I ain't hear that one.
He was boasting about it,
too. But he don't have to do that. All he got to say is he an immigrant, and they're going to give him cash money. They give him a place to stay. They trying to build some buildings just for them. Come on, man. You don't got to do none of that shit. All you got to do is stand in line and fill out some documents, and they're going to take care of you. They're going to take care of you better than people that's born and raised here.
Yeah, that's the problem, man, you know. Well, at first, you know, I was like, you know, everybody deserves a shot, but the way they're doing this shit is like you neglecting fucking the people that live here, man. What about us? You know, the people that live here.
Like your motherfucking ass is literally stuck here.
Look, some people coming over, I'm cool with that. You got fucking whole nations coming over through that shit. Like, everybody from this country, like, there's probably, like, 5 people left in their country. All the motherfuckers done came here.
you got 5 people.
Well, you got motherfuckers over there like I Am Legend, and they make talking to mannequins and shit because everybody done left. They dressing
you,
up
summer's
mannequins.
Gonna be crazy. New York summer's gonna be crazy. So all these fucking immigrants running around.
Mayor Adams might get it under control. Y'all think so?
No.
Hell no. He got his own problems. That nigga got mad problems. He got rape charges. That nigga got other problems he got to deal with soon.
Yeah, nah.
That nigga he in trouble. They trying to get his ass out of here, too. They've been trying to get his ass out of here.
I mean, between the subway slashings and shootings and the two girls getting slashed and one getting murdered, and you know, the only thing I could say New York is gun violence is down. I mean, people getting shot still, because that's always going to happen. But the amount of people getting shot is kind of low.
Stabbings are up, nigga. Niggas get stabbed.
Yeah, but look, a lot of them are migrant stabbings. Like migrants is stabbing people. Migrants is robbing people. It's
yeah,
not so much that regular New Yorkers are doing this shit, you know?
Right.
You gotta think
got
about
the police
it.
Police on the train checking with his bags. I don't know what's good in that. Like, y'all niggas just gotta be on the trains more. All the checking niggas bag shit, that ain't gonna stop a nigga, man.
Nah, you know what's gonna happen? I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. They're gonna end up doing booths, just like when you go to the airport. And you gotta walk through this shit. They're gonna end up scanning you, see you down to your fucking bones, and see if you holding something. Cause the worse you get, the more money they gonna put into it.
That's gonna cost more money to do all that shit. Time. Nobody got time for y'all need to be searching, checking, I'm trying to catch my fucking train.
Nah, cause you're gonna swipe your card. And you're going to go through the thing, and that shit going to scan you just like an easy pass. That shit going to scan you. Boom. They're going to be in, and they can monitor you. Boom. And then they'll hop out on you, come out out the back room like they do already.
Oh, man. That shit go beep, 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 beep. You got the gat. You in trouble. Don't
yeah,
go
like,
on that train with
like
no knife. I seen them fucking, they took this nigga down, this Popeye nigga down. He had a little knife. He's coming from work. And then they got
He had his little construction knife, come back from work. It's a utility knife, really, you know?
That guy wasn't doing shit. He wasn't even doing nothing, man. It's shit like that's going to be a problem. That bothering hardworking motherfuckers.
Yeah, man. Now, for instance, if I'm getting on the train and I look like a construction worker, look dirty and dusty and shit, you know, that tells you one thing. But if I'm copping on the train and I got name brand this and Louis this and Balenciaga that, and then I got my little fanny pack and I got the thing on me, like, or I got a big Rambo knife on me, you know, that's, fuck you need this shit for? You're not in the woods, survival mode. You ain't fucking using these matches and this Rambo knife. Fuck you carrying this big ass Rambo knife for?
Yeah, I mean, because niggas are getting stabbed. That's why I'm carrying this shit. Everybody got something. Shit.
But what I'm saying is,
everybody got
that people like that, alright, it could be for your protection, but that puts you in a red flag zone as compared to a construction worker, you know, carrying his tools and his book bag, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're just going to be wasting motherfuckers' time while somebody getting stabbed.
Yeah, for real.
It's crazy. That's why we just got to keep hitting them, you know. That's why we here, man, to relieve the people with some dope music and keep on, you know what I'm saying, some kind of balance going on, take your mind away from crazy
hell yeah.
shit going on.
Hell yeah. We got to give the good, bad, and the ugly and go back to the good.
Word
up.
Word.
Let's give him some music, kid. No doubt. Call number is 516-531-9596. Does anybody want to call up and build with us? And we'll be right back with y'all.
Man, let's get it, y'all.
Like this.
Futuro.
Yo, 10 toes on burning coals, the burner's close. Niggas can't touch me, I'm a germaphobe. Too many turncoats, no wonder I've been turning cold. It's too cold to return your coat. You told your shirt was stole. Back was always serving blowy, copping burdo. Sterling drove was Merlot. Word on the stroll, heard in the low, Mossberg, a murderer, hold a blow in the Porsche 911 turbo. Never know, it might be your turn to go. Spin your block, it'll probably leave a crowd circle. You get shot with the 32 or left and die in your bifocal. The thick Jamaican big body guy Vogel. To my vocals, somehow I went from local to global, from small time rapper to mogul. I ain't gonna even hold you, there's no room on the scroll room, you gotta keep it mobile. That's a quotable, anytime I go in the booth, little homie, it's non-negotiable. Pour some bootleg with the coke nose spoon. Spoon in the old school, look like the one that Ricky Schroeder on. Fuck nigga. Niggas kidnap your girlfriend. Money still make the world spin. Niggas ain't getting none of it. Ain't get no money. You say to him, fuck a man. I was cross, so I bought a crossbow. Your boss the hoe, it suck balls also. Got more style in my small toe than your whole torso. I oughta burn your whole wardrobe. You know I wore stones the size of gallstones. Motherfuckers got the gall to call my phone. Talking about the bullet holes in your daughter room. That's a warning when you ignore the rules. It's war when you put salt on wounds. Like when you ordered food, I'm testing your mental fortitude. Ice on the mule made the water cool. I put on the pool, niggas ruined the cube and I'm gonna puke. Shit isn't new, we need a reboot. They took what we doing, repeat the loop. It's getting easier to sleep through. I'm just speaking truth. We can keep this between me and you or get medieval. Killing us in people, you know.
Give a fuck who around neither. Don't be outside unless you wear your running sneakers. Menace is a society. That's what the title be. Niggas, you pigs, it's like NYPD. Street shit.
Real street music.
That's street shit.
Real street music.
Street shit. That's street shit. Black poet, Mr. Sweet Thorn Speed. Nothing but that fire, Street shows no love, Word, thank you for fucking with me on this project, you know.
Plus, shout out to Roddy Rebel, Holly Getter, grew up in the gutter with a water pedal, and they get rid of that la-la, something like Carmelo, pedal to the metal, while pushing down on my Jordan Retro, shorty wet as ever, that pussy crying, it's sentimental.
Way that shorty tried to do the kid, she knew she wrong. Rappers thinking that they hard, but now he making goofy songs. My chopper watch so big, when it shake, it bruise your arm. Wonder how I got up on this carpet with them superstars. Got my bitch a pair of new batons, and please don't try to catch the kids a torch, I need a new baton. Zero buckets on the basket that you shooting on. Don't try to shift the blame if you the captain, you was rooting wrong. I play like KG with the Opal, I drain freeze. If they say they hit me, they ain't vocal enough. Where's the motion, homie? You just stay local with stuff. Shit, I ain't tripping, son, I come around the globe in a month. If time is money, I got plenty left of mine. I be skipping through your albums, but come on, you press the wine. Hold with conversations, echo, shorty, sip Prosecco wine. Dog, what hood you from? Cause you don't rap it how I'm rapping mine.
We out of hibernation. Up yet? Kelly, bro. Bare arms like Grizzly, NBA mascot, tank top, Second Amendment, gunshot, can't stop, won't stop. Rest in my man cave, it's a cold world, I'm in the cut. Band-aid, Bel Air Rose gon' pop, drinking champagne. Been a long time, I shouldn't have left doing a damn thing. Post-pandemic, same hand as designer. Peter Pan, grown man, still acting like a minor. I'm attracted to many mansions and actresses' vaginas. Cool, cool women, giving the ass like yoga pants, Lululemon. Yo, boo-boo, why they sleeping on Yogi? I'm about the bread and the cheese, that's a hoagie. I get in your basket, never asking for something on my fucking 40, little nigga. UCLA color chinchilla, salmon swimming upstream, you meet the real killer. Rest in peace, D. Rest in peace, M. Congrats to X-Rated, he signed his trade music. But this to RBX and James and Van Gouin. Eastside rolling and acting in San Jose. All of a sudden, like, found is the move. Did the belly growl like, got to get through. The streets stay active without no doubt. Hungry monster feet, eat them and shit them out. Then they say Compton and Long Beach, you in trouble. But Long Beach and Carson probably bring Carson. That's like a ghost gun burn when it's gray. So fuck what they told you, you clowns gon' learn today. Brutal combination, narrator and Raz cast. Nature of a threat, all that razzmatazz. Aim and shoot, that's simply last green, hot toes and lolos and all that jazz. W's all the way up, maximize. Little mama, hit the floor and shake your wings and thighs. Ain't no question who run the town when the desperado step in the club, move around.
Hibernation.
Wake up to wake up, kiss up for me.
Hibernation.
Earthquake to break up, lay down for shake up.
I've been seeing you doing your thing out here, and I really feel like you're doing all right for yourself, but I need to see you doing better. I'm going to put you on to somebody. He really going to put you in the position you need to be in, all right? What? I got you. Say less.
Started with the name, crumbs on the dinner plate, even sold the steak. Made no mistake, that's the way late. Pupils on dilator, hustler's fate. I'm at a 7 praying it's worth the wait. Dreaming on the way to the key and now I don't mean escape. Just the math, got enough to have, might as well go for gold. The Molly caps is changing lines, double my load is getting sold. Up and out this Molly holder, best I ever had. Money flow heavy in my sleep, I need an overnight pad. 4 ounces, that's a QB can't. So this hustle down, ask around, they know I got it white or brown. Posted in Chinatown, no reward without a risk, it's L50. Direct sell to the feds, sticky, but angels was walking with me. Back to flipping quickly, check the stash, rip a blood, cop the half a pizzle. Broke some down, the rest wholesale, that's the grizzle. My plug official, you see them crystals, mine as well. Cop the key, fell in love with the game and my plug rewards me handsomely.
For you, I will always share the love. Place someone above, can't believe I found the plug.
Found the plug.
Vow to always remain true. Sunny skies blue, I will only cop for you. Cause of you, I'ma always get them bands. Grandmother's skins works heavy in demand. I vow that I put this on my life. Like husband and wife, I'ma always get it right.
Hey yo, what you need is all there, the price is all fair. Big 8 to an 8 ball, a splitter, a whole square, dealt it all. Poor is how I felt, cause I just want the ball. Was hustle, I ain't lucky, always money when a custody call. I'm trusted all, they finna touch the dust, the bucks I'm lusting for. Went from loss to luxury, made a move, then I upped the score. Turned plenty product to paper, and I took all the risks to push for and whip. I could sell water to a fish. Need war holes in my wall, you niggas just wanna fit. Put the funds first, now it's frozen water on my wrist. Started off with a pebble, we flipped into a mountain. I made thousands on trap house couches. What's the move, OT? I went to dish out ounces. If you ever copper me, you know my shit is astounding. Yeah, my jack doing numbers. Pack had your face on some numb shit. Been up copping grams by the 100. Cross the fam, get blamed in the stomach. My growth never stunted. Make gold out of grease, I really done it.
Done it, done it.
Nigga.
Okay.
welcome to California.
You dig that?
Welcome to California. Money the only thing that counts here. Welcome to California.
You dig that?
Welcome to California. Life is a bitch out here.
You dig that?
The lights, the glimmer, shooting stars and beautiful women. Dice games and dominoes, presidential Obama flows. Rivers drip with tadpoles. Nightclubs with bad hoes. Neighborhoods with liquor stores and foes and baggy clothes. I gotta get this dope soul. Bang bang the lifestyle. Too bright, we might turn your lights down. Cut off your water. Put him on a set just for starters. Enjoy the trip. Blaze up a slip. Ride down the strip. Get you some hen or get you some juice and mix it with jizz and flicks to the pen.
Welcome to California.
You dig that?
Welcome to California. Money the only thing that counts here. Welcome to California.
You dig that?
Welcome to California. Life is a bitch out here.
You dig that?
Taught y'all the recipe, that West Coast mentality, Tupac and Ice Cube, Show Dog and 40 Water, Ice T and Eazy-E, quick what you wanna be, I put you on the scene, DPG, await with gunplay and let the beast see, peace to the gods, peace, and all the G's on the yard. Born, raised, a swab, hustle hard and ball, it pays to be hard. Trickle down and pick it up. Pistol out, stick 'em up. Yep, we got it. Cock back my heat for the dilly departed. Tricks off for kids.
Welcome to California.
Can you dig that?
Welcome to California. Money the only thing that counts here. Welcome to California.
Can you dig that?
Welcome to California. Life is a bitch out here.
Can you dig that?
Dig that? DJ Premier, Big Snoop Dogg. Can't spell the West without the ES. Yes sir. We've been doing this shit, man. About 25, 26, shit, I don't know. We just been doing it. The groove thing, man.
Yeah. Screwball Radio live from the Matrix, man. Hitting you with that raw shit. Hit the floor shit. You know, pick your mind off the other bullshit going on out there.
No doubt, man. Yeah, that's what we do best, man. We deliver. We hit y'all with that heat. We give y'all the news to pretty much digest and go on with it. But we also bring the fun factor.
Yeah, man, we try to, you know, keep the balance. There's a lot of shit going on out there, man. We try to take your mind away from the bullshit just for an hour. Then it's back to the bullshit.
Yeah. But we gonna make it through, brother. We gonna definitely make it through, man. You know, the strong will survive.
Oh, we ain't got no choice. You know, we gotta deal with it, man. Gotta deal with it.
Yeah,
we
man.
We're dealing with it every day.
No doubt. So yeah, this episode 169 is almost in the books right now. I want to send a shout out to everybody that tuned in. We're going to be back with y'all same school time, same school channel next Saturday night.
No doubt. Shout out to all the listeners, all the new listeners, old listeners. Shout out to Rosie, my girl checking me out, hopefully. You know what I'm saying? We got, you know, all the strong women out there holding everything down, holding the family down. You know, black woman, you got to protect. You got to protect the black woman. That's what we're doing, man. Black and brown women got to be protected.
And you know what's crazy, man? It's the perfect segue throwback pick of the week. It's the crazy thing. It's the perfect segue for our throwback pick of the week, man. We're going to go ahead and play the joint from Gangstar called Royalty. That's how we got to treat our women, man.
Let's go, man. Till next week, yo.
All right. And we out.
Who has?
This is the Screwball Radio Throwback Pick of the Week.
A Gangstar has got to look at the short shot.
And it's like that.
A Gangstar has got to look at the short shot.
And it's like that.
A Gangstar has got to look at the short shot.
And it's like that.
A Gangstar
represents.
One of the meanest and the cleanest, and still I'm kinda fiendish when I'm at this. Been doing this for eons, peons best to catch this. Vision of excellence, precise rapping ability. About to make some dead presidents, macking the million G. The money though, it's got people acting funny, yo. As soon as some niggas get some light, they be like dummies, yo. Products and puppets and pawns, getting played out. When authentic niggas step up, respect be laid out. Major effect to your sector, I'm the corrector. Live and direct, waving my mic like a scepter. Supreme, exalted, universal leader. Descendants of the kings and queens, the overseer. The overlord, cream of the crop, creme de la creme. Spent years building with cats in the streets, so they my men. Again, Gangstar has done it. Remember too much jewels back in the days, you'd have to run it. Check it, the ground be hot under our feet, so we be listening to beats to keep the cipher complete. Whether you kids be holding on the block all day, or you be puffing lie out in the back hallway, or whether you be in school or in the library, wherever you are, baby Paul, realize that your essence is divine, son, and let it shine, son, as we refine, son. Ayo, this shit'll blow your mind, son, we're royalty.
After work, she greets me and treats me like royalty. Works with me, giving herself by my side. She don't sweat me for loot, my fame or my ride. A lot of ladies out there be looking lovely, but they don't got no control of their life. Inside, they're ugly. Word to Bugsy, enter red alert. Sway and tech, and funk master flex to make your head jerk. Chicks go berserk when they see us in the spot. Casey, JoJo, and Primo creeping to the top. And to the sweethearts out there breaking hearts while we're taking part of this hip-hop art. Listen, yo, the best way, it ain't always the fast way. And yet the best way, it ain't always to act nasty. I'll open up the door always before you pass me, baby doll, because you're royalty.
Whatever I do, whatever I go, I wanna say nothing, nothing to bear. Whatever I do, I choose to do, I defend them from all the rest. Whatever I do, whatever I go, I wanna say nothing, nothing to bear. Whatever I choose, I choose to do, I just wanna defend them from all the rest. A Gangstar has got to look at the short shot.
And it's like that.
A Gangstar has got to look at the short shot.
And it's like that.
I just wanted to play that throwback of the week right there because tomorrow is the anniversary of Moment of Truth.
Word, word.
That's and you know, up. We still played our joints. We was going to wrap it up. I think Poet is on. I think he's out, but we're going to end it on a good note, man. We're going to end it with one of your joints, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we still pushing that line.
Yeah, you know, Authentic Cloth, you know, good 2 years, still clicking. Still, you know, still getting good feedback from it 2 years later. And, you know, let's give it to them. Yeah, new album on the way, new music coming soon. I'm just being pressured into trying to release music and keep up with the Joneses. I'm just going to drop when the fuck I want to drop. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. That's what we do, man. We give them that real synthetic dope shit, man.
Yeah, for real.
So, yeah, episode 169 is in the books. We'll catch y'all next week. Same school time, same school channel.
Wuhan.
Get the cars I've been dealt, mountains I done climbed, these grams I measured, these shells I loaded, the crimes I committed, the sentence I was handed, time that was lost and time I'm found, suckers I came across, try to crucify me to the cross, schoolboy I seen it all, been in situations where my life was on the line, came out garbage, but the devil lurking, grand opening, grand closing, close your curtains. Beware the surface, beneath the surface, move like the Secret Service, silver surfing, liquor got a nigga swerving, hustle till the birds chirping, be outside with it, Pyrex, cook pies with it, now I'm in the booth, spilling my truth, uncouth, living proof, out the group home, rocking Wally's two-tone.
Somebody just walked over your grave. Started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
Yeah. Moving through these wastelands where we chase bands for foul shit, get clapped in your hand. Mob shit only hit the target. Underworld black markets came up out the mud. We dealing with a different perspective. The tech be flexing in any direction. Ain't no half-stepping, pure medicine, dying with a fine specimen. Then I'm spinning the block again, hit the margin, break bread and proceed with portions. Cough covered in horses, wins and losses, trying to sit in Porsches. My flow nauseous, move with caution. Eat or start my only option, avoid the toxic. Comma leave shit, catastrophic, filled with logic. Police target my people in the projects. Gun cops, semi-autos filled with hollows. Life can be a hard pill to swallow. Living for today, praying for tomorrow. I wanna beg or borrow. If you see me on the streets, you know I got those.
You know how far I came for. I got him trapped, he doesn't know it yet. He has everything to